In today's Mishnah, it's from the first and second Mishnah, from the seventh Perek Masechet Nazir. And we've learned previously that a Nazir is not allowed to become Tameh Met, is not allowed to come to contact with Tumah emanating from a corpse. The exception to that is if there is what's called a Met Mitzvah. And that's if he's walking on his own and he finds a dead body by the roadside and there's no one there to bury it, he would deal with that situation and bury the person. There's another individual that's like the Nazir as well. Before mentioning this person, let's refer to Kohanim. When it comes to Kohanim in general, they're also not allowed to become Tameh Met. The exception to that is if a close relative passes away, they're allowed to become Tameh Met in that context. A Kohen Gadol, he's not allowed to become Tameh Met at all. Even for close relatives, again, much like the Nazir, as the Mishnah is going to explain now, he can become Tameh Met in the case of a Met Mitzvah. The Mishnah begins by saying, Kohen Gadol v'Nazir, the Kohen Gadol and the Nazir share the same law, the Einim HaTamim v'Krovehim, they can't become Tameh with respect to close relatives, aval they can mitamim l'Met Mitzvah. What the Mishnah tries to deal with is what happens is, Hayu Mahalchim b'derech u'matzah Met Mitzvah. If we have a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir walking together on their own and they come across a Met Mitzvah, who should be the one that buries a body? Who should be the one that comes Tameh Met? And just to explain, Kadi mentioned in his introduction that if it was just a Kohen Gadol and a regular Kohen, then it's clear that the Kohen should and not the Kohen Gadol, because a Kohen Gadol has a high level of Kedusha. But what would be the situation with a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir? So with this, we have a debate. Rebbe Eliezer says, Yitama Kohen Gadol v'alitamin Nazir. Rebbe Eliezer prefers the Kohen Gadol, becomes Tameh and deals with the burial. V'chachamim Orim says, no, they actually say, Yitama ha-Nazir, the Nazir should become Tameh Met, and v'al Yitameh Kohen Gadol. In Mishnah continues by explaining the debate. Amar Lehem Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer explains, Yitameh Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol should become Tameh, why she'enu avi kormato mato? Because the difference is, between Kohen Gadol and Nazir, that there's a leniency when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, in that when he becomes Tameh, he doesn't have to bring a set of korbanot. Unlike a Nazir, as we've already explained, even though he's allowed to become Tameh Met from Met Mitzvah, he would still have to bring the korbanot for becoming Tameh during his term of Nizirut, so he'd have to be on Tahor, then bring the set of korbanot that we've discussed previously, and then he'd restart his count. So therefore, he prefers a Kohen Gadol, v'ayitameh Nazir, and the Nazir shouldn't. Why should humi v'korbanot? Because we're trying to avoid the need of bringing these extra korbanot. So Amru lo, Chachamim say no. Yitama Nazir, he prefers a Nazir to become Tameh. Why? She'en kedushato olam. Because unlike a Kohen, who has this kedusha of being a Kohen from his birth all the way for his entire life, that is not the case by a Nazir. Even in the case we have a Nazir Olam that can be a Nazir for his entire life, in that case he's not born a Nazir. So that's why Valyu Tameh Kohen, the Kohen shouldn't become Tameh. In other words, the preference is the Nazir Tameh. Why? Because a Kohen is Kedushato, Kedushat Olam. Because his Kedusha starts from already when he's in his mother's stomach all the way to basically his entire life. And here Kati ends with saying that the Rambam holds the Halacha like Chachamim. So the Nazir should become Tameh and not the Kohen Gadol. Let's now learn Mishnah Bet. We've already mentioned previously, and we're going to explain today's Mishnahs and tomorrow's, that even though this Nazir who becomes Tameh Met can become Tameh Met in various different ways, not in all contexts will he actually have to bring the Korbanot and restart his entire account. So in this Mishnah, the Mishnah begins by saying, Al Elu HaTumot HaNazir Megaleach. And it's with these forms of Tumat Met, meaning if he comes into Tameh Met that comes directly from the corpse, if you like, we'll see in the contrast with that tomorrow, that he would ruin his Nazirut, have to restart the count again, and also have to bring Korbanot after he becomes Tahor, before he can start his Nazirut again. So what is this? This is Al Hamet. So what does it mean on the Met Atzmo? So Kati brings two explanations. One is simply it refers to even if it's the corpse that doesn't even have a kazayit's worth of basar or flesh on it anymore. Another understanding is referring to the Met, but not its complete sense, but however, it's Rov Binyan, most of its sort of height or structure, which is the two shokayim v'yerech, or it's Rov Minyan Ivarim, or the majority of the number of limbs that are there. Limbs is not probably good translation. We'll just refer to it as Ivarim, because there are 248 Ivarim, so we're referring to, in this situation, if we have 125 of these Ivarim present. Let's continue. Al-Kazayit min ha-Met. If a Kazayit flesh from the Met, that would also make him Tameh Met. He'd have to restart his count. Va-Kazayit Netzel. Again, a Kazayit's a volume, like the olive-sized volume of Netzel. Netzel refers to whether the flesh itself has started to soften and gone all liquidy. Val Malot Tarvad, a ladle worth of raka of the decay of the Met. Al Ashidra, which is the spine, v'al gulgolet, which is a skull, v'al eiver min hamet, or even a single eiver, v'al also v'eiver min hachai sheyesh alav, basar karaoi. So this means that even if there's not a kazait's worth of flesh on one of these limbs, that as long as there was enough such that if it was on a, this limb was on a living person, it would heal, that would be enough to make this nazir tamemet, to the extent that he would also have to restart his count and bring the korbanot. Let's continue. Val chatzi kav atzamot, which is a volume of bones. Val chatzi log dam min rov amet. Chatzi log's about here, chatzi is about 250 mil of blood from a met. And what we're referring to here is al maga'an, v'al masa'an, v'al ohalan. So tumat amet can transfer in various different ways. Maga'an means through direct contact. Masa'an means if he's carrying it, causing it to move, even though he's not actually directly touching it. Va'al ohalan. Ohalan means that he's either ma'ahil over it, so he's either, say, standing over this thing, it's over him, or he's under the same covering, so in the same room, for example, as one of these items we've just mentioned. So, in other words, as long as the tumah can transfer in the ways the tumah can transfer, so either maga, masa, or ohel, then this nazir would have to restart his count. Va'al etzem, meaning if it's a bone that's the size of kisseora, which is a barley size, then we say al maga'an va'al masa'an. If you have a bone that size, doesn't actually transfer tumah ba'ohel, so therefore, if he touched it or he, say, carried it. Al elu, on the ones we've just mentioned, hanazir megaleach, he would have to shave. What's that mean? He would clearly shave the hair in his head. Umazer bashlishi v'shvi'i, he would also have to be tahor from tumat amet by having the waters of the mechatat, we've described previously, be sprinkled on the third and seventh day, and v'soter et hakodmin, and it would also ruin his entire count. So we've already explained megaleach also would have to bring the korbanot as well. V'einu matchil limnot ela ad shitaheru mevi korbanot. So he wouldn't be able to restart his count until he becomes tahor from the tumat amet in the method we've just described of having the mechatat sprinkled on himself on the third and seventh day. And then on the eighth day, as we've learned previously back in the sixth parak, he would have to mevi et korbanot. He would have to bring his korbanot on the eighth day. And then from that point onwards, he would be able to start his new count. Those are the Mishnah today.